Access to internet and international calls weren't possible on Tuesday in the Gambia as Gamtel, the nation's main telecommunication company, suffered a major outage. The company says its main cable, called Africa Across Europe, had a major breakdown. Ibrahim Asila is Gambia's information minister. He spoke via Google Voice.
We had a major problem on our main ACE cable, which is the ACE mean the Africa Across Europe cable. That is the main submarine cable that the country is connected to the outside world, was cut by ocean-going vessels, and it also had a stunt fault. So basically, there were two issues with that. So we had to bring in the engineers from outside of the country to fix this cut.
The outage lasted for hours, leaving social media users and diaspora Gambians in complete blackout. Banks and other businesses could not operate because of the outage. Silla says the outage was compounded by problems with the cable on land.
So while that was going on, we were riding on our backup connection on this cross-country cable with Sonatel, and they connected us from the Jululung in Kazamas end towards the Kama, and that one also had a big problem. And as a result, when the country was out of internet and voice for international calls. So that basically was responsible for the outage today.
A similar outage hit the tiny West African nation last week. The four-hour blackout was greeted with public outrage. Silla says last week's outage was caused by a company laying underground pipes for the National Water and Electricity Company, NAWEC. The company at fault never reported the damaged cables to Gamtel.
I don't think it was sabotage. I think it was accidental, but it was an avoidable accidental thing because this was the third time they have been doing it. And the way the Gamtel cables are laid, I mean, these are laid deep, you know, under the ground. When you dig for, say, certain meters, you should see a warning light, which is green. Wherever you see that, you know, it will indicate that, you know, you should know that the cable is there.
Silla said efforts are being made for NAWEC to pay for the financial loss incurred during the outage. He apologized to the Gamtel customers for the outage.
We are extremely, very, very sorry about what happened today and also last week. Really, I mean, this has actually caused a lot of financial burden on the financial institutions, on the general public, and also on service providers. You know that today in the Gambia, almost everybody depends on IT services, you know, in one way or the other.
The Gambia has lately been grappling with power cuts and internet outages. Customers have called for better and more reliable services. For VOA News, this is Pandering by reporting from Raleigh, North Carolina.